And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, the birth of a grandchild has made the past more present for Sid Schroyer.
I'm writing my new grandson a letter. My son's son has the name of my father, and around 5 o'clock on the December morning, the day after Vern Point II was born, I decided he should know something about the man who shares his name. One thing leads to another. This is another. Big Sister Linda asked me to tell Mom that she could no longer drive. Okay, I said. Big Brother stands in Texas. Linda's done more than her share already. I can come down and do that. I like drives home. Linda says you shouldn't be driving anymore. Mom had topped out at 4'10" 64 years ago. She's shrinking, though now, melting away. And the cushion that gives her the height to see through the steering wheel just above the dashboard is making it hard for her to reach the accelerator and the brake. Vision and focus are also issues. Did you hear me? Either she ignores me or she doesn't hear me. Does it matter? I have to yell. Linda says you shouldn't be driving anymore. It's a mid-morning, sunny June day. Traffic is light on 13. I have grown children, and I'm being brave. Let's go, I said, and for the first time since I passed my driving test, you drive. Mom drove the highway pretty well. We didn't die. But she did miss the driveway coming in, and she pulled into the garage so close to the wall that she couldn't open the door to get out of the car. Mom, you can't drive anymore. I liked the drives home, but I could never wait to get out of there. There you go, sister. How hard was that? I drove back to South Bend, and Linda? I left her with the ramifications of Mom, 15 miles from town, unable to drive. I did my part. Linda will take care of it. She always does. Not that very much later, Mom asked me for a third time to help her clean out the barn. See if there's anything in there you want, she said. You can have it, she said. Take it, she said. There was no life in her voice when she said, John's going to haul everything that's left out of there and set it on fire. With that, I drove down again to the house that Dad built, the house I left to go to college in the orange and white, now rusting pole barn he put up when I was in high school. It looked like a lot of junk, like the stuff Dad would have taken to the dump in the little red two-wheel trailer he built to haul behind our 1964 Pontiac Catalina. Magazines, newspapers, broken bookcases, lamps, shovels, and hoes, and the remnants of plastic toys. There's the extension cord I put together for 4-H. Trips home typically made me sad when I was newly grown up, but less so after Matt and Lily were born. That life became less of my life then, but the trip into the barn was a trip back into that sadness. That was why I didn't want to go. I recognized all of it, a checker set, the game of life, my chest of drawers. There's Dad's welding helmet. There's the little red two-wheel trailer he built to haul trash to the dump. It was a good-sized barn, and it was full of stuff, but when I returned to South Bend, I only had a small cardboard box in the back seat, a small cardboard box that was not close to full. I took a Life magazine with the oddly leaning Lee Harvey Oswald on the cover, holding the rifle that killed President Kennedy, the revolver that killed Officer J.D. Tippit, and a commie newspaper. I took report card samples from all the schools I went to. I took a Polaroid picture of the 1963 Milwaukee Braves warming up for a game against the Cardinals, and a group shot of everybody else in my second grade class taken on a day when I was homesick. All of it evidence of something. Ideas in things. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
That's how every empire falls. A bitter wind blows through the country. A hard rain falls on the sea. If terror comes without a warning, there must be something we don't see. Well, fire begets this fire, like torches thrown into a straw. If no one asks and no one answers, That's how every empire falls.
Michiana Chronicles can be heard every Friday during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a production of 88.1 WVPE.